Meditations for the Time of Retreat by St. John Baptist de La Salle. First Meditation. That God, in His Providence, has established the Christian schools. 193.1. First point. God is so good that having created us, He wills that all of us come to the knowledge of the truth. This truth is God and what God has desired to reveal to us through Jesus Christ, through the holy apostles, and through His church. This is why God wills all people to be instructed, so that their minds may be enlightened by the light of faith. We cannot be instructed in the mysteries of our holy religion unless we have the good fortune to hear about them, and we cannot have this advantage unless someone preaches the Word of God. For how can people believe in someone, the apostle says, about whom they have not heard anyone speak? And how can they hear him spoken about if no one proclaims him to them? This is what God does by diffusing the fragrance of his teaching throughout the whole world by human ministers. Just as he commanded light to shine out of darkness, so he kindles a light in the hearts of those destined to announce his word to children, so that they may be able to enlighten those children by unveiling for them the glory of God. Because God in His mercy has given you such a ministry, do not falsify His word, but gain glory before Him by unveiling His truth to those whom you are charged to instruct. Let this be your whole effort in the instructions you give them, looking upon yourselves as the ministers of God and the dispensers of His mysteries. 193.2. Second point. One of the main duties of fathers and mothers is to bring up their children in a Christian manner and to teach them their religion. But most parents are not sufficiently enlightened in these matters. Some are taken up with their daily concerns and the care of their family. Others, under the constant anxiety of earning the necessities of life for themselves and their children, cannot take the time to teach their children their duties as Christians. It is characteristic of the providence of God and of His vigilance over human conduct to substitute for fathers and mothers people who have enough knowledge and zeal to bring children to the knowledge of God and of His mysteries. According to the grace of Jesus Christ that God has given to them, they are like good architects who give all possible care and attention to lay the foundation of religion and Christian piety in the hearts of these children, a great number of whom would otherwise be abandoned. You, then, whom God has called to this ministry, work according to the grace that has been given to you to instruct by teaching and to exhort by encouraging those who are entrusted to your care, guiding them with attention and vigilance in order to fulfill toward them the principal duty of fathers and mothers toward their children. 193.3. Third point. God wills not only that all come to the knowledge of truth, but also that all be saved. He cannot truly desire this without providing the means for it, and therefore without giving children the teachers who will assist them in the fulfillment of His plan. This, says St. Paul, is the field that God cultivates, the building that He is raising, and you are the ones whom He has chosen to help in this work by announcing to these children the gospel of His Son and the truths that are contained in it. This is why you must honor your ministry and keep trying to save some of these children. Because God, according to the expression of the same apostle, has made you His ministers in order to reconcile them to Him, and has entrusted to you for this purpose the word of reconciliation for them. Exhort them as if God were exhorting them through you, for you have been destined to cultivate these young plants by announcing to them the truths of the gospel, and to procure for them the means of salvation appropriate to their development. Do not teach them these truths with scholarly words, lest the cross of Christ, source of our sanctification, become void of meaning, and all you say to them would produce no results in their minds or hearts. Because these children are simple and for the most part poorly brought up, those who help them save themselves must do this in so simple a manner that every word will be clear and easy for them to understand. Be faithful to this practice, then, so that you can contribute as far as you are able and as God requires of you to the salvation of those whom He has entrusted to you. Commentary on the first meditation: that God in His providence has established the Christian schools. 193.1, first point. St. John Baptist de La Salle begins this meditation, the first for the retreat, with an important reminder for the brothers. They are about God's holy work. Even a casual reading of the history of the order reveals that in so many ways that this was the most unlikely of endeavors to have succeeded. This holy work was inspired by God. But looking at the order today, it also seems quite clear that God intended this order not only to exist, but to thrive. And most important, the divine will is that all be saved. As De La Salle reminds the brothers at the start by referencing the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, quote, "This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth," end quote. I would suggest that by implication, St. John Baptist de La Salle is not referring simply to some generic verse, but rather a twofold reminder that God wills the brothers to be saved, and that God wills the poor students they are teaching to be saved, and that announcing this salvation to the students rests with the ministry of the brothers. This is no small task, but a great gift given to the brothers by God. By extension, the same great gift of ministry is given to all who are ministers, all who work in LaSallian schools today. So it is not so much our choice to do so, but rather our response to the gift of God to engage in this ministry. 193.2, the second point. Why would God want the ministry of the Christian brothers, specifically in the time and place they find themselves in? For De La Salle admits that the primary responsibility for their ministry rests with the parents of the children they teach. But he also understands fully the deep challenges faced by many during his time, that the necessary task of providing basic needs keeps them from being able to do this. And so the providence of God provides for the gift of faith for the children through the brothers. This means that the vocation of the brothers means they are always in the task of cooperating with the grace of God. Theirs is a ministry of grace. By attention to this grace, it is the case that the brothers fill the important duty of the parents of these children in passing on the faith. 193.3, the third point. God wills not only that all come to the knowledge of truth, but also that all be saved. With these words, the brothers are reminded that it is not simply the presentation of academic content that is the ministry of the brothers, but more importantly, that the brothers provide the inspiration for the children to accept the gift of salvation. In this sense, then, there is an eternal role of the brothers, or at least the reality that faithful engagement in the ministry can have eternal consequences. It is this eternal purpose that should inspire the brothers to engage faithfully in the ministry entrusted to them. So, too, it is the high honor of all who work in LaSallian schools. Questions to ponder. What does it mean to you to be engaged in the ministry desired by God from all eternity. What does it mean for you to help the parents and maybe even supplement the children's knowledge and acceptance of salvation? How is it your personal life models for the students you serve the desire of faith and of salvation?